after a day-long continuous whiteout snowstorm in Toronto. The sky has cleared, it's still bitterly cold, and I'm outside the Union Station. The CN Tower is clear and actually looks beautiful with the light bouncing off it. First time I've seen it today properly, and looking in the other direction, looking east, I can see the moon rising. The sky is still bright. And I'm thinking about the meeting that I had today with Earl Miller, who is the Director of Strategic Partnerships at the Mars Discovery District. He was very generous with his time, and he was very interesting with his time as well, in talking about the background to their project and how they want to develop it. Just to give you a bit of background on it, the main building is a former hospital, or the facade of a hospital, which has been preserved, and it's a heritage building. It's a beautiful building. Behind it, where the wings of the hospital used to be, they've built office space, labs, a collaboration centre, which is like a big auditorium, and there's a food court, there's a decent restaurant, 700,000 square feet, and they've got a mixture of activity. It's a lot of medical and related stuff, which is not where the Mars name came from, interestingly enough. Well, I'll tell you about that in a minute. And there are big companies, there are professional services firms, there's a venture capitalist, a lot of small companies in incubation, an increasing focus on social enterprise and the social relevance of what they're doing, and a very interesting structure in the way the thing is managed. It's a not-for-profit organisation, and it's close to the universities, it's close to government, it's close to business, but it's not any of them. And it's back to this concept of neutrality, that they're a neutral player. They don't take equity stakes in the businesses that they help. They have a very interesting twin-track structure, though, where they have this Mars Discovery District Innovations, which a number of the major universities and medical schools are members of. They basically disclose all their patents and inventions to the Mars team, who then try and help them commercialise them where appropriate. And then the second strand of work is about supporting innovative companies and spin-outs and high-growth companies. And that's a very kind of business-led approach, which is interesting. The aims of the project are to make a material impact globally using the science, technology, creativity and talent of Canadian academics and business. So it's reasonably ambitious goals. Some of the stats are interesting. 1,850 companies have been helped so far in the 10 years they've been going. They have 700,000 square feet. They're going to build another 700,000 square feet. And it's a very serious and, I think, important project. Another interesting thing is they're also finding, which is some work that T.S. Martin and I did at Complexity Partners when we did some work for Graham Davies at the University of London, looking at the idea of shared services. They're finding that there are significant advantages in collaborating, pooling and aggregating things like market intelligence. You have a team of people who do market intelligence for a group of universities and research institutions, rather than those people being based inside each institution. Other kinds of advice services that they can make available on a shared basis. It's a very efficient way of using resource, and it also enables the build-up of institutional memory. And it's quite interesting that they're developing that in the same way we kind of thought about it quite some time ago now. And I think we need to revisit that that concept. I mean, we have kept... Yeah, sorry for that interruption. Now I've been here 2 days. I'm a tour guide. That was someone asking me which direction was east. Luckily, I knew. If you'd asked me anything else, I'd have had no clue. Just to go back to the Mars name to finish off. The reason they called it Mars, it was a kind of project code name. It was a file name. And they thought that what they were trying to do was so difficult that it was like going to Mars, which is why they called it Mars. And then they when it became a real project, they got a whole load of branding people in to think up a name. They didn't like any of the names that these people came up with. And the community of people who were driving this project said, well, look, you know, let's call it Mars. So they made up medical and related science. It's much more now, and there's a lot of medical stuff because of it being so close to medical schools, but it's much more than that now, which I think is interesting, that they're allowing it to evolve as they change, as the environment changes, as the economy changes. They're allowing the thing to grow and develop in a very, a really compelling way.